Hello everyone, welcome again to Pressing On Towards Zion. This is a podcast that is purely dedicated to the sharing of the word of the Lord. We are now in the third part of our series about Exodus 12. And today I will be talking about verses 3 and 5. And again, I will be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 3. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, and a lamb for a household. And verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. So we will be focusing on the words, every man shall take for himself a lamb on verse 3, and your lamb shall be without blemish on verse 5. I believe that these are the same instructions that God is giving every believer. And who is our lamb that is without blemish? Of course, we all know that it is our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1 and verses 18 and 19 says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. So Jesus is our lamb, the lamb that was sacrificed for our sins, our very own Passover lamb that gave us our salvation. And when God required us to take a lamb without blemish, He is pointing us to Jesus and Jesus Christ alone. Romans chapter 3 verse 10 tells us that there is none righteous, no, not one. And verse 23 tells us, for we know that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Our salvation is on Jesus Christ alone, because He is the only one that met the condition of God, for He is the only unblemished one. Acts 4 and verse 12 tells us, there is no salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Again, this is telling us that our salvation is only through Jesus Christ. Jesus Himself was very clear on this. He said on John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So, please don't call on any other name when you pray. If you want to come unto the presence of God, Jesus is the only way that was given to us by the Father. Let's look at John chapter 10 to discuss this further. John 10 verses 1 and 2 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Keep that in your mind. He who does not enter by the door is a thief and a robber, and he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. For Jesus declared in verse 7, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Jesus is the door, and He mentioned no one else, no other door except for Him. Jesus is our only way to the Father. Verse 9, again Jesus told us, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Do you want to be saved? Enter through the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you want to go in and out of the presence of God the Father? Enter through the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us enter by the door that was given us only and only and only through Jesus Christ. Now, going back to Exodus 12 and verse 3, I want to tell this to all of you. God also wants you to take your lamb inside your homes, just as He instructed the Israelites to do so. God wants you to take Jesus unto your family. And when I say bring Jesus into your family, you are to share Christ to them. We are to teach them the ways of God, especially if you are a Christian father. It is your responsibility to bring Christ into your home. Remember, it was the men that were tasked to bring a lamb. So bringing Jesus unto your homes is also a task for you. Now, I'm not saying that the responsibility solely lies amongst the fathers. The teaching part, I would say, lies heavily on the Christian fathers. But bringing Christ in our families is not just about teaching. It does not end in having Bible studies inside our homes. And I would even say that bringing Christ in our homes does not even start by having Bible studies and family devotions. While we need to verbally share to them the things that we know about God, let it be that our actions speak louder and clearer to our family, that true Christian virtues are seen in our lives. Thus, we make our life a living message to our family, that our life will somehow tell them, "This is what it is like when Christ lives in you." Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 tells us, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." Bringing Christ in our homes is more than just sharing to them the knowledge of God that we gain as we go through our Christian walk. Let us show them Jesus Christ who is living in us by our actions. Let us show them the beauty of having Jesus in your life. And we know by faith that as we bring Jesus unto our family, the salvation that we receive from God when we accepted Him in our lives will also be given to our family. Acts chapter 16 and verse 31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." So let us bring Jesus inside our homes, then let the salvation power of Christ do its work to our family. Thank you so much, and may God bless you and keep you safe always.